Bay again, Lees and Gibbons, number four, Albert's No Pussy, currently at 270 in favourite. Over seven, Bentley Magic at 340, and the toppy Seller at $4.80.
Well, he's well known because he is no pussy. He fights on like a bulldog, this fella. He's had 9 starts for 3 wins and 2 placings. He run third at Scone first up recently. Hit the front 75 out, was nailed right on the line. And probably just needed the run. He's had 1 run here for a placing. He's a couple of wins at Scone up there on the big track. He'd be very, very hard to beat. And he's a go-forward horse. I like him. Number 1, Killer. Won well off a fast pace. 2 runs back at Gosford. That's what he needs. Good speed to sit off him and run on. Got a good barrier. I think he'll run well for Kim. Number 8, Mimosa Reward. Another one of Chris Lee's at Trialwell. And he is very honest. And 2, Marathon can improve. 4182, mate.
Right, Owen, you were keen around race 3.
Yeah, the power horse in race 3. Total Power. Race 3, number 3. But I'm pretty confident that Chris Lee's can win 3 on the program today and creep up towards 230 winners for the season.
Yep, and Andrew Gibbons riding each of those
Lee
today.
Yeah, rode nearly 130.
Yeah, he's enjoying himself as well.
Those.
Yeah, it has been. All right, mate, we'll get your late mail if there's any changes through the day. We'll keep an eye on the weather, but a good 4 at this stage. Thanks a lot, Gaz.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, mate. Gary Harley looking at Newcastle. After the break, Paul Joyce will preview each race out at Randwick.
It's Tabs. Who are you backing? Where we disguise an ad as a game show for punters. Ready, Tony?
Yeah, I guess.
This Saturday, if your horse runs second or third in races 1 to 3 at Eagle Farm, Randwick and Flemington, does Tab give you back a bonus bet up to $50?
This is an ad, right?
Spot on! Plus, in a Tab venue, you'll get the same offer on races 4 and 5. Who are you backing? Tab.
Includes SANWA residents. Tab account fixed odds, win bets only. TNC's at website, gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help at 1-800-858-858.
Business tax deductions. Items costing less than $30,000. Applies to eligible businesses with annual turnover of less than $50 million. Yes, $50 million. This is a good deal and it helps business. June 30, coming up, huge benefits, great incentive. Harvey Norman, sales up. Thank you, business. Thank you, government.
Tax law is complex and may have different applications to different taxpayers. Before you purchase, seek professional advice to determine whether your business is eligible.
The 2019 Royal Ascot Finale. RB reporting live trackside as the spotlight returns to the elite sprinters in the Group 1 Diamond Jubilee Stakes. An outstanding performance here is sure to entice slot holders for the Tab Everest. And international raiders are also on the radar in the 2 staying features. One more epic card of racing from Royal Ascot tonight, live on Sky Thoroughbred Central.
Looking for a sensational opening night of Tab Queensland Winter Racing Carnival Harness action? Look to Redcliffe Gold Cup night Saturday night with Australia's rising stars in the Group 1 Redcliffe Garage 2-year-old final, the Boom 3-year-olds in the Redcliffe Oaks and Redcliffe Derby, and those seeking silverware in the Gold Cup and Trotters Cup. There's only one place to look for Redcliffe's biggest night of harness racing. Redcliffe Gold Cup night, Saturday night, part of the 2019 Tab Queensland Winter Racing Carnival.
Mum, it's end of financial year time, which means qualifying businesses can take advantage of the instant asset write-off tax deductions on eligible purchases less than $30,000 per item.
At Bingley.
Like a new TV for your boardroom or appliances for your office kitchen. Talk to your accountant and then talk to us.
And?
It's the Bingley end of financial year sale with huge deals store-wide.
That's right.
Don't miss the end of financial year sale at Bingley.
Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing are set to bring you all the winter racing action. Crucial interviews with trainers and jockeys, tab markets, and an array of form analysts that are the best in the business. It's your reliable winter destination every morning. Racing HQ.
Brought to you by Tab.
It is winter racing, the winter dash being the feature today. Let's just head out to Randwick and get the latest on the activity out there regarding these showers that are off the coast. Nevesh Ramdani, what's it like out there at the moment, mate?
Yeah, hi again, Andrew. Look, it's threatened a bit earlier, but
at the moment, it's still staying out at sea, which hopefully can stay there for the day. And look, it's partly cloudy at the moment. There's a bit of blue sky and a bit of cloud. So I think the forecast has got it right. It'll be a partly cloudy day and showers later this afternoon, and hopefully it can come after 4:30.
Yeah, look, there's that band that's just stayed well off the coast that is coming up past Wollongong as we speak, and who knows, we may get a shower or two out of that. But most of it, fortunately, has stayed out there, and we're very close to a soft seven.
Yeah, look, Andrew, we'll race a few and see how the track races. But got it a heavy eight, and we'll see how the track improves as the day progresses. They are forecasting, though, a bit of a breeze to pick up later in the afternoon, so it's going to be coming from the southwest, up to 30 k's an hour, so tailwind in the straight, and we'll see how that impacts the runners as well.
Okay. All right, thanks a lot, Navesh, for that update. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Andrew. Have a good day.
Navesh Ramdani there from the ATC at Randwick. Andrew Hurley's with us from TAB. Morning to you, Hurls.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good day's racing coming up. Very, very chilly outside, but yeah, I was looking at the radar just before too. These showers just seem to be hanging off the coast, so hopefully not too much rain today.
Yeah, been that way for about 4 hours, so let's hope it definitely stays there. What's happening in this first race? There's a lot of interest in Funstar there today again.
Yeah, couldn't have been more impressive on debut. 160 this morning, now 165. There has been some support for Leviathan at $3.80 quote, in from $4.40 this morning. Switched has gone the other way, $3.90 to $4.40, and then 17 into 16 Irish Angel. But Funstar, favourite punters looking to get off to a flyer.
Okay, and out there with all of the winners, the speed maps and the like, Paul Joyce. Good morning, Paul.
Speed map in the first race here, the two-year-old. Look, I think Switched will probably lead them and maybe get a soft timer. First start of Pyraminx makes it interesting. Leviathan tucked in for a trail, and Funstar probably gives them all a start, but we saw what she did on debut. I'm going 1, 2, 7, and 3. I'm going with Leviathan. I just think he's better value here in what I've marked basically a two-horse race. He showed a great turn of foot to win at Kensington on debut. That was a reasonably strong lineup. It was a soft track. He ran time. Now, the only query is the price. He went around at $16 for a first starter of the Snowdens. But speaking to Paul Snowden after the race, he wasn't surprised with the win. Of course, they think he'll probably get out over further, and he gets to 1,200 today on the course proper. So I'm happy to go with him ahead of the two Funstar, who he's just got such a boom off her for that debut win at Canterbury, where she really annihilated her opposition coming from back in the field. It was a stunning win to watch, and the market's overreacted, I believe, putting her up as short as she is. Is she the horse to beat? Yes. Was it a very strong win? Yes. And she trialled well. She's obviously very talented, but again, she's probably looking for further down the track. She's coming back in trip. She's got to get through a heavy this time. You know, there's just question marks there. You know, she probably wins, but she's just too short for me to load up on. The 7 Irish Angel, she was very good on debut at Canterbury at a big price. She rocketed home there, and she can only improve off that. I wouldn't rule her out. And number 3, Switched. She got run down over 1,000 here on a heavy track last start, which makes the 1,200 a definite query. But if she gets away with a soft lead, Brad Witt trained, she'll kick and give you a good sight. So my number's in the first, 1, 2, 7, and 3.
The TAB Highway, Paul, is race 2 on the card here. We had a couple of trainers on this morning. It was interesting from Dean Murfin, who's travelling in from Bathurst. Electrified probably got the strongest push. He thought if I was going to have a $10 or $20 bet, I'd be backing that one first up today. What's the market now?
All right, as I just refresh the screen here, we've got just had a monster bet come through for a fourth race at Flemington. Andrew, sorry to change the topic somewhat, but $50,000, $1.90, huge bet just come through. All right.
On which one, though, mate?
Sorry, Shooting the Mob.
Shooting the mob, number three.
Okay.
Right on. All right.
Iris Songs is our favourite for the TAB Highway. 340 to 360. Gumshoe, 550, no change. Rev It Up, Red Nut, $7, no change. 9 to 850, I Am Capitan. Electrified, 13 into 12. A little bit quiet at this stage, but Iris Songs is our favourite for the TAB Highway, 360.
How about the pace in the TAB Highway, Paul?
Speed in the highway, well, there's speed everywhere, drawn right across the track. One of those will be I Am Kalani trying to get across from a wide gate, but a host of them drawn closer to the inside, such as Toots, Gumshoes, another one there, and the pace will be right on from the outset. I'm going 13, 5, 3, and 4. I like the 13 Rev It Up Red Nut here. She ran fourth over 1,100 in the last highway here at Randwick on a heavy eight. She got a long way back. She hit the line hard after tracking wide. There'd been a bit of money for her as well. So now she's third up. She gets the extra 100 metres. She's got a lovely soft gait, and she's on the limit of 53 kilos. I think she's a really good each-way play in this week's highway. To beat the five Irish Songs, now he's hard in the market. He was hard in the market here last time. Same race, Revved Up Red Nut comes through. There wasn't much between them on the line. Revved Up Red Nut was certainly hitting the line better than Irish Songs, who looked to have the race shot to bits but just didn't go on with it. So he's got to get to the 1,200 today, expecting a more patient ride from Sam Clipperton. Maybe the thought was they just got to the front too early, second up off a spell, so maybe being saved up for the last shot at them today. Number three, I Am Capitan, trialled really well at Bathurst coming into this. His first up stats, four runs. He's never missed a top two finish. Sam Clinton to take 2 kilos off there. And number four, I Am Kalani, who I did spec at good odds in a benchmark 78 fillies and mares race here last start on a heavy track. She ran ninth, beaten four lengths. She was on perhaps the worst part of the track on the fence. But today she's drawn out. She's coming back to a highway. So I've got to throw her in because I think she's big overs. 13, 5, 3 and 4 in race 2.
And of course, Hurls, we've got these bonus bet offers today at Randwick, Eagle Farm and Flemington.
Yeah, each and every Saturday we have these specials, and they extend to in venues as well. So races 1 to 3, place a win bet at those venues, and if your horse runs second or third, you'll get a bonus bet back up to $50. Wander down to your local for races 4 and 5. Place a bet on the Tab app and they'll extend to those races as well. If you're not a Tab account customer holder, Andrew, you should be. 133390 is the number to call.
What's happening in the Schweppes?
Yeah, it's a little bit quiet at this stage. Primitivo is the favourite. $5, no change this morning. $6 to $6.50, back to $6 for Requeek. High Power, $6.50, no change. Il Wendo, $6 to $7 and $7, no change for Belfast Bella.
The pace in race 3.
Speed in race 3. Well, there's a real lack of it on paper. Pirate Ben perhaps leads. Bobby D, the former Kiwi, or the Kiwi galloper, who went around in the New Zealand Derby and sat second in that race. So perhaps he leads off a soft draw. But that's it for the speed. You've really got to struggle to find anything else. Look, I think Reneged will settle handy. I think Primitivo, if he jumps, will settle handy. And Il Wendo is probably one that could roll forward off that wide gate. I'm going 7, 8, 1 and 4. I'm happy to back Reneged each way at the good odds. He's 2 from 3 on heavy tracks, 2 wins that is. The only time he didn't win on heavy track was first up this prep at Randwick over a mile, and he was hitting the line better than anything that day after settling last in the run. That was the Quackerjack race. So here he is, second up, out to 2,000, soft gate, settled handy. And I think he's going to run a big race here, Reneged. He's a heavy track specialist, and that's the conditions he gets today. The 8 Primitivo, a stablemate, ran third in the same race, the Quackerjack race. He's been knocking on the door, a very good 7th at Warwick Farm. He didn't get a lot of luck. He won a race at Warwick Farm where he did get the luck, or should I say a perfect ride by James McDonald. He's only won 2 from 15, though, and he can be slow out of the gates. So I'm just a fraction wary of that. I've got him into 2nd. The 1 Wugok, he's a heavy track specialist as well. 7 starts on heavy for 4 wins. He's a last start winner at Doomben on a real heavy track, but he hasn't run for a couple of months. So that's the query with him over 2,000 with the weight. But, you know, this is his sort of track today. And the 4 Bobby D, this Kiwi, well, he's won on soft tracks in New Zealand. That's good enough for me for a heavy 8 here at Randwick. And if he gets away with it in front, I've got no doubt he'll be very hard to catch. So we'll go 7, 8, 1 and 4 in race 3.
First leg of today's Big Six is the feature. The Mowat and Shandon Winter Dash, a big 5 or 6 weeks with Mowat and Shandon, and they've got a big race day virtually in every place around the world celebrating today. And this is a good race, a good winter-type race as it should be, the Dash.
Yeah, it's a cracker, isn't it? Jungle Edge comes up from Melbourne after winning last start. $4.20 joint favourite with Passage of Time. We then go to Cesar, $4.60 to $4.40. 5 to 5.50, back to $5, Almanzora. Cradle Mountain, 6 out to 7. I thought so, 9 to 10. 14 to 13 for Boss Lane. So pretty much most of these runners given some sort of chance. Jorda came out, 4 cents the deduction for the win. 0 the place, 5 by 0. Top Striker, Noble Joey, 2 by 0. Very, very good race.
It certainly is. And the pace is interesting here, Paul. There's a few Jungle Edge and Passage of Time and couple of others, Cradle Mountain could be.
Speed in the Winter Dash, well, there should be good speed. Jungle Edge, Cradle Mountain, Passage of Time, they're all on pace gallopers, and Top Striker. doesn't mind getting up there. I thought so. Probably gets a much better run today than he did first up. But I'm tipping 9, 7, 2, and 1. I'm very keen on the 9 El Manzora. She's first up, but she's had two trials. They've both been super trials. We haven't seen her since running second here in a Group 3 race on a soft 7. That was behind Resin. She beat home Eckstein, who's going around in a Group 1 today. And when you look at her heavy track form, she kicked off her career with a win on a really heavy track at Warwick Farm. She toyed with her rivals that day. And then she got thrown into the Percy Sykes here at Randwick on a heavy track at only her second career start. She ran fifth behind the likes of Shoals and Formality. Here she is today going around in an off-season open handicap. She'll carry 50 kilos after the claim, and she'll get the race run to suit. So I really like her. Very keen. Number 9, El Manzora. To beat the 7, Cesar, I think he's the only one I'm really worried about here. First start for Team Hawks. Quiet trial, but found the line well there. He's proven on a heavy track. He won the Roman Consul. He first up last prep when trained by Stephen O'Day. And he'll also get the race run to suit. So he's the one I'm most worried about. The 2 passage of time while he's flying, Joe Pride's got him in a good spot. He'll have to do a bit of work today, but he's a genuine wet tracker. He's rock hard fit. You know, the 1200's perfect. And number 1, Jungle Edge. Well, you can never leave him out on these sort of tracks. So this is what his bread and butter is. He'll lead them up from a soft gate. Lucinda Doot's 3 kilo claim. You know, it won't be a problem for her. She'll just steer him around and hope that he can hang on. It's going to be a terrific race. I'm keen on the 9, though, El Manzora, with that 50 kilos, 9, 7, 2, and 1 for me.
Yeah, Duff was all over as well this morning. El Manzora making it his best bet. And Darren Flindell tips the Godolphin horse as well. Race 5, the Highland end of financial year sale.
Charatera is our favourite. 390 to 4, back to 390. Very good support today for Oneness. 550 into $4.40. Pelothronius, 850 to 8. 850, no change, no doubt. And Nahuel, $11, no change. Best supported runner here is the second favourite, Oneness. 550 into 440.
Yeah, David Gately mentioned it back in his Melbourne preview. Oneness, the pace over the 1400.
Speed in race 5. Look, you're looking at Kanachi maybe taking up the running. Nahuel maybe goes forward. The Charatera box seats. Not a lot of pace in the race, I've got to say. Pelothronius gets a little closer. I'm going 3, 6, 1, and 8. I think Kanachi will find the front under Sam Clenton. 4 of his 9 career starts, career wins have come on heavy tracks. He was a heavy track winner last campaign in town in a very similar race to this where he sat on speed. And I know his form doesn't jump off the page, but 3 runs back have all been on good tracks. And there's just 2 horses. There's the Kanachi on a good track, and then there's the Kanachi on these sort of conditions. And he always looks good in the yard, and I'm expecting him to look good again today. And I just think he'll run you a huge race up on speed here. The race just maps beautifully for him. The 6 Pelothronius, well, you've only got to look at his heavy track stats. He's had 5 runs in heavy for 4 wins and a placing. He tackles this race 3rd up, where he tends to start to hit his peak into campaigns. I think David Pfeiffer's got the timing spot on. You know, save this horse for the middle of winter when you get these sort of tracks, and he's ready to rock and roll today. The 1, Shazzy Lee, I think she's a value chance. She's certainly got better heavy track form than it reads on paper. Even though she's won 2 from 4 on heavy, she's gone into a couple of really deep races on heavy tracks, and this is much easier. Her benchmark's 78 for her. She's a Group 3 winner. Take note of that. So she's well placed here, I think. And number 8, Charatera. Look, he's got barrier 1. He's down in the weights. He should get a lovely trail. He hasn't run a bad race, really. He's had 7 starts and been in the money on 6 occasions. So you'd like to think he's one of your first 4 chances. Whether or not he should be sort of vying for favouritism, I'm not sold on him as a winner, but he's certainly a placed chance. So my numbers in race 5, 3, 6, 1 and 8.
This time tomorrow morning here on Sky Sports Radio, you'll get your full New South Wales previews for Coonamble. They've got a big day out there with the Dash. And down at Wagga, they've got the sprint on tomorrow as well, the winter sprint. So previews for both of the Sunday New South Wales meetings between 10 and 10.30 tomorrow morning. We move to race 6 at Randwick Hurls. What's happening in the Mowat and Shandon celebration?
Terminology is our favourite, 240 to 250. 6 to 650 back to 6, Miss X Factor. Caps Village, geez, they haven't missed this. 750 now into $6 up from Melbourne. Good heavy track stats. Notation 5 to 6, 6 to 650 for Coonamara and Kawakini. 9 to 12, back to $9. Good support, Cass Village.
Yeah, up for Kevin Corston's. Obviously a few scratchings. What about the pace?
beat in a race six. We're looking at the horses coming from across from wide gates here, the, such as Terminology, the favourite. You've also got Miss X Factor drawn out there, who was on pace last start in Notation. So the three of those, well in the market, all work across. And I think they can control the tempo to some degree, as long as they don't cut at each other. I'm going 2, 7, 1, and 8. Terminology on top, the favourite. So she carried 62 kilos on a soft track to win first up on the Kenzo. She has to get an extra 100 metres, but she'll strip fitter. She carried a touch of extra condition that day. She's the class runner. She's aiming for bigger and better things. And provided she can carry 59 kilos through a heavy track this stage of the day and see out the 1,200, that's your little niggle. But, you know, you'll be in front at least to the last 50 metres, I would expect, and there's no reason she won't hang on. The 7 Notation, this 3-year-old filly now with Matt Dale, formerly with Hayes and Dabenig. Can't knock what she's done. 6 starts, 3 wins, 2 placings. The only query is her soft track form. She's never really run on a genuine soft track yet. As far as we know, she raced at Flemington on Melbourne Cup Day where they copped that downpour, and that was the only time she's really failed. So not sure how she'll go on the going. 1 Miss X Factor, I know how she'll go. She'll swim through it. She loves it. She's had 6 starts on soft and heavy tracks for 3 wins and 3 placings. So she's a huge player in this race today up on speed. Provided she jumps well, which she did last start, and that made all the difference to her. And I thought Connemara, number 8, you'd have to throw her in. She was first up on a heavy track here and chased Gongs home to her neck. So if she strips Spitter off that, which she should, she's only going to go a little bit better again, and that puts her right in the mix. So I think we've got the main chances sorted there in race 6. My numbers are 2, 7, 1, and 8.
To race number 7, the Vintage Mile here. What's happening in the market?
Sweet Victory is our favourite. $4 into $3.40 this morning. Monsieur Susu, $4.60 to $5. Tory Joy, $6.50 to $7.50. $9 to $9.50. This Is So. $9.50 to $10 for Napoleon Solo. Winds out those in single figures. But I better mention our Winnie, $26 into $19 after opening up at $51 earlier in the week.
Yeah, got a good mention from Brad Davidson and Brad Gray, the two Brads yesterday here on Sky Sports Radio, did our Winnie. Pace over the mile on this stage, a heavy 8?
Speed here. There's good speed here. It's all drawn out a bit too. You've got Veladero coming across. Savvy Ken will definitely roll forward. Come closer to the inside, Monsieur Sassou kicks up. Tory Joy generally gets up there on pace. I'm going 5, 12, 15 and 10, 5 on top, Monsieur Sassou. He loves the 1600. He's had 3 starts at the mile for 2 wins in the second. He's had 4 starts on heavy tracks for 3 wins in the second. And that second was here over the mile, second up behind Quackerjack. He was the only galloper that really challenged Quackerjack on that occasion. And he's third up now, so he's ready to peak. Lovely gate, gets the right run. It all points towards Monsieur Sassou. I'm pretty keen on him to win. Thought the 12 Sweet Victory. She's hard in the market, so she should be. She was very good last Saturday behind Nikki's Gold. She's backing up, which is a good sign. You only got 53.5 after the claim. You've got to like light weights on these sort of days. And she looks like she's close to peaking here. The 15 goes in for third. This Is So. 3 starts, 2 wins a second. Anthony Cummings trained, stable flying. Won on a soft track here on the Kenzo last time. So the heavy, a slight question mark, but he is a son of So You Think. Lovely gate, no weight, big chance. And number 10, Savvy Ken, he's with the Claire Cunningham stable now. He's been there for a couple of preps, and she had him ready to go first up. He won the Nowra Cup over a mile. So don't let the wet track form put you off. He's bred to get through it, and now that he's with this stable, I wouldn't go back too far looking at his wet track stats from the past. My number's in race 7, 5, 12, 15, and 10.
Yeah, Anthony Cummings with This Is So. He's got a couple of decent chances today. Race 7, this is the Mowat and Shandon Rosé Sprint. And we've got John O'Shea here, Robbie Dolan. He's using him nicely today with this 2-kilo claim. What price at the moment, Southern Lad Hurls?
Yeah, it's in from 480 to now 420. Makes a joint favourite with Jack's Bar. He's riding really well, Robbie Dolan. Dio D'Oro, 550, no change today. In and Up's a real drifter, 650 out to 9. Noble Joey, 950 to 10, back to 950 and 9 out to 10 for Ghostly.
Pace over the 1200, Paul.
The speed in race 8 probably holds the key to the race. I think Noble Joey goes forward off the soft gate and leads them. It's just a matter of who wants to take him on. Fortification's one that could. In and Up, thereabout. Jack's Bar handy. And I would say that's about it for the speed. Echo Effect, maybe. He's a bit hit and miss where he goes in his runs. But look, I think Noble Joe will give you a great side. I've got him on top, 1, 8, 4, and 3. He's coming out of the June Stakes, a listed race. He was only 3.5 lengths off Deprive and Bonhomie. He's dropping right back here to a benchmark 78. It's a massive class drop. Gets the claim for Brock Ryan, so only carries 58. And he loves soft and heavy tracks. It's his bread and butter. He puts himself in a winning spot. He fights and, you know, nudging double figures. I just think he's over the odds. I thought the 8, Jack's Bar, he's very hard to find a bad run for him. He seems to be hitting his peak now. He's fourth up into this, but he won third up on a soft at Warwick Farm. He's 2 from 2 on soft. Never raced on a heavy, but his soft track form would say he'll definitely get through it. The 4, Southern Lad, we know he handles the conditions. He's racing well. He's been placed all 3 runs this prep. Lovely gate today, right? Claim for Robbie Dolan. He gets his chance, and I think he needs to stand up today. He's getting to that stage where he's just running too many places. But he's got to be in the numbers there. And number 3, Echo Effect, probably the value chance of the race. He's very good on heavy tracks. He's won 2 from 3. The only time he didn't win, he ran 5th in a Doncaster Prelude. And here he's going around in a benchmark 78 on a heavy track. So don't let his recent form throw you off. He's over the odds. 1, 8, 4, and 3 in race 8.
And the last is the tab.com.au handicap. A couple of scratchings this morning. Tell Me and Canunga coming out. They are at big double-figure odds here.
Yeah, we've got Spiritual Pursuit pretty short at $2.15, though out from $2 this morning. $6.50 to $5.50, back out the $6 for Rare Episode. Daity, $8 to $7.50, $8.50 to $8 for November Man. Say Stella, $9.50 to $10, back to $9.50.
Okay, interesting there with Sea Stella. Coming up is Matt Dale with 3 runners today now. Pace in the last, Paul.
Speed in the lucky last. It's coming from everywhere. Most speed maps would agree. Wherever you look, there's Speed, Bombarding, Rare Episode, Lion Couchant, Say Seller, right across the page. Invictus Salute, Spiritual Pursuit, the favourite. So plenty of pace to a high-pressure 1,000. Make it interesting. 5, 13, 9 and 17 for me. 5 Rare Episode on top. Lightly raced 3-year-old, building an imposing record. Loves soft tracks. He hasn't raced on heavy, but the soft tracks he's been on have been really deteriorating soft tracks, and he's just swum through them. So he's an interesting bred horse by a Kiwi sire called Furlax, and he does seem to throw a lot of wet trackers. So the 1,000 suits hopefully can take a sit today. That's my little concern with him. He has been leading and winning. Don't know if he'll be able to lead this field today, but he's certainly the horse to beat, I think, the 5 Rare Episode. Ahead of the favourite, the 13 Spiritual Pursuit. She should have won first up, no question. She was crunched in betting that day off some good trials. She just couldn't get across from a wide gate off the 1,100 start. Won't have that problem today. She's got barrier 2. The problem will be if the fence isn't the spot to be. And, of course, she's going to have to absorb a lot of pressure here. But she's 1 from 1 on heavy, and she'll be extremely hard to beat today. Number 9 for 3rd November Man. He's flying. He loves the 1,000. I don't think the heavy track will be a worry. He's performed on soft tracks before. And I think there's a real roughie here, the 17, Gimme Shelter. She was very good on the Kenzo track, chasing home Terminology the other day, and that was a soft track. I don't think the heavy will worry her. And she's one of the few gallopers down in the weights that will take a sit off this hot tempo. And just be aware of her. If you want to just spec one at massive odds, you could do worse than have something small on Gimme Shelter. So my number's in the last 5, 13, 9, and 17.
And the 17 certainly there for value. Just a couple of Stewart's notes just popping through for race 7 at Randwick. Valadiero to be ridden conservatively from its wide barrier. That's Valadiero. And Tory Joy to be ridden further forward with the intention to lead. So that's news just popping in. Tory Joy to be ridden further forward, race 7, with the intention to lead. Hurls, give us the best and the jockey challenge for Randwick.
Yeah, okay. Sam Clipperton is the favourite at $2.50. Jay Ford, $4.40. $5 Robbie Dolan, $5.50 for Christian Reith. Then go to Sam Clinton at $12. Any other jockey options? 17, 21 for Matt Cale. Cathy O'Hara at $26. Pretty good day's racing coming up at Randwick. Remember, races 1 to 3, Eagle Farm, Flemington and Randwick. Run second or third, you get a bonus bet back up to $50. Fixed odds win bet, your first fixed odds win bet. And that extends to the in-venue offer. 1 to 5, you use your tab app. You get a bonus bet back up to $50.
Yeah, always plenty going on a Saturday with Tab. Have a good day. Thanks, Hurls.
Good on you, Andrew. Thank you.
Andrew Hurley there. Let's go back out. Paul, have you got your quaddy and your best bets?
Good thing of the day, pretty plain to me. It's all about race 4, number 9, Almanzora. Super keen, down in the weights off a hot speed. I think she'd be extremely hard to hold out. My best roughie of the day comes in race 8, number 1, Noble Joey. I just think he's going to give you